good morning. 8:12, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
Welcome to the Plan B Morning Show.
Are there going to be dinosaurs at the Badass Brunch?
Yeah.
Is there?
100%.
Damn, bro.
Yeah.
But they're going to be feathered like they really were.
You know what? I'm really starting to realize that dinosaurs really had feathers all over.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park's a bunch of BS, man.
Yeah, you know the Velociraptor in Jurassic Park is much smaller in real life.
Yeah,
it's about the size of a chicken.
Do you know the T-Rex lived closer to us than it did to the Stegosaurus?
Really?
Boom!
It's weird.
Blow your friggin' mind.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff you're going to get at the Badass Brunch. It's just facts. I'm just going to sit there for 3 hours and list off facts. Fact number one. Anyway, it's 8:13. Getting a quick pump on. We got to do your WTF. Should we do it after it gets... Come on, Brock, work it out. Five more good reps.
This is mechanical. It's going to make your arms like the Terminator.
I'm so strong as do it. Come on, do it.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
There's some good ones. We'll get to it. But first, of course, your WTF, as always, brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center. Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford.
Your best buds in the biz. What's
up, Kenny?
What's up?
Seriously, there's like three good ones. I don't even know what to do. All right. Coronavirus, flat earth, necklace.
Well, you told me the necklace one, which is good. I'm really interested in the flat earth one, though. That's the one I think I'm going to go with.
Now, it's a free country, okay, Hunter? People can say whatever they want. They can believe what they want.
It's one of the best things about this country.
That's right.
Freedom of speech.
But not for this guy, though. Never for this guy. 34-year-old Nathan Thomas is a prominent flat earther. He was featured on the Netflix documentary Behind the Curve. Well, he just got arrested in South Carolina for screaming his flat earth nonsense at a bunch of elementary school kids on a playground.
Oh, God.
He walked up during recess last Thursday and yelled, "The earth is flat!" That outer space doesn't exist, and tried to hand out flyers while live streaming it all on YouTube.
When he says outer space doesn't exist?
Yeah.
Where are these people coming from, and where are you getting your information?
Teachers immediately moved kids away from the area and told him to leave, but he just yelled louder. He finally left about 2 minutes later and was pretty pleased with himself, even though you could clearly hear at least one person call him crazy. Police caught up with him later and arrested him for disorderly conduct. He is due in court later this month. Here's some audio from it.
Hey, guys, real quick. I got a flyer for you. Check it out. I can't give him a flyer. Hey, guys, check this out real quick. Face is fake. You're not on a spinning ball. They're going to teach you you live on a spinning ball. That doesn't make it true. It's not real. The floor is not moving 1,000 miles an hour.
Are you crazy?
That's how you do it right there.
Dude, just come on, man. Do some research, man.
You know who needs the coronavirus? This guy.
No, seriously, though. Come on. You know what sucks about the flat earthers is there's no room for a debate. There is no debate.
No.
It's one way, or that's it. The conversation's over. It's like, dude, listen to me for a brief moment.
When you get far enough to saying that the earth is flat, you're not going to reason with anybody.
This space doesn't exist.
Dude, what is it then? Go outside at night and look up. It's the government, man.
I'm telling you, man. It's just like a black cloak they put over the little light.
They project space from big towers and hidden in the Rocky Mountains.
When elementary kids are face-palming you.
Yeah.
That's a slight clue.
Yeah.
That a seven-year-old knows.
Yeah, when a seven-year-old goes, you're crazy, man.
You know?
You're crazy.
Ah.
I hope this judge just locks him up.
Ah.
Just make you. You're going to do better in here.
Yeah.
In jail.
Yeah, teach the other prisoners about flat earth.
Moron. That's your morning, or your WTF.
Finally, somebody that's stupider than we are.
Barely. Well, hey there. Good morning. How the hell are you? Good to see you. 8:42, Brock Hunter.
What's up, man?
What's up, you ace?
How you doing?
Let's see here.
Put Amanda on.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
How are you?
Which mic? That one?
That one right there.
This one? Hi.
Yeah, what's up?
You don't have the coronavirus, do you?
No.
Okay, making sure.
That's good.
Because you do have children, and children are cesspools of filth and grossness.
They are. They've had lots of stuff.
Yeah.
Jesus, they're still her children.
my niece and nephews.
They are a cesspool of germs.
Of germs, because they're always just, yeah. Oh, like ball pits? Do you let your kids go in the ball pits?
No.
Thank God.
I also don't like the indoor water parks.
Oh, no. That's just, you're literally just, no. Yeah. You know, Band-Aids floating around.
Yeah.
And
I just go drink water out of the lazy pool that goes around. That's not okay, huh?
I'd rather drink a Corona.
I guess that's right. That virus right there.
Hey, the coronavirus. Corona just put out a petition to pay $10 to $15 million to change the name of the coronavirus.
I read that somewhere. They want it named literally anything else, and they're willing to donate.
Isn't that so ridiculous that people are so dumb?
Yeah.
That they think that if they drink a Corona, that possibly.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get the Corona. Come on, people.
Yeah.
Have you seen the memes with the masks on the Coronas in the vending machine?
Oh, the other one. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. I saw a meme of the 2020 Summer Olympics, and all the athletes have full hazmat suits on.
Oh, shit.
2020 is going to be lit this year, man.
Nice.
Yeah, it's crazy out there. So has the school addressed it at all? I've wondered if they've been like.
Yeah. I mean, they sent us all like an email basically just saying like, but we're just going to continue precautions of encouraging kids to wash their hands.
Yeah, smart. Which should be doing anyways.
Yeah.
Children, I know you don't learn a lot from this show, but wash your hands. Sing happy birthday twice.
Just come home. Get off the bus and just have mom and dad hose you down immediately.
Don't pick your nose and stick it in your mouth.
There you go. Right.
Hunter.
Quit licking things.
I can't eat my boogers. No. This is my favorite meal of the day. These are my boogers.
Just need a little snack.
Class gets long. You get a little hungry. There's always that one kid in school, no matter what the teachers did, putting gloves on their hands, they're getting in there.
Oh, yeah. And then they wipe it on the desk.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Nice little collection going there.
Yeah. God, kids. They're adorable, but they are just filthy little monsters.
Yeah.
Filthy little monsters. Hose them off. Anyway, now that we've told everyone that their kids are terrible.
Right. Tell your kid to quit sucking his thumb. He's 13, for God's sakes.
I love it. I wouldn't even do that now. Ugh, yeah. Ugh. All right, let's do your dumb vocabulary, shall we?
We shall.
Now that we've talked about coronavirus.
We shall.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency, located in Stevensville. Home, car, life, a boat. If you got a nice big old boat, you want it insured?
I'm on a boat.
I'm on a boat, and Chris insures it, and we're going. I don't know. I'm running out of words. Anyway, seriously, if you even have questions, you're looking for a quote, you're not sure about your insurance, you're looking at other stuff, Chris is going to get you taken care of. Go see him. Chris. Nice job.
You got
in on it.
Nice.
Your dumb vocabulary for today. I know we have sweet Amanda in here, and I'm just going to ruin it.
Yeah.
Let's do.
Yeah. Try to lighten it up here a little bit. We got guess.
Brain dangle.
Brain.
Or you can show her up a brangle. Brain dangle.
Brangle.
Brangle. Brain dangle.
I think I know.
Do you know?
I think.
Amanda, do you know?
No.
I wish I never came in here.
Well, Amanda, earmuffs.
La, 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 la.
All right. Your testicles look like a brain and they dangle. So it's got to be testes.
It's you're right. Well, it's when a man. It places his testicles outside of his pants.
Oh.
And he just let, so not the main part, all right?
The old brain dangle.
You're keeping the twig in, right. But you just let the brain dangle.
That happens on a regular basis?
I mean, I've done it a time or two.
Hey, Amanda, check it out.
Yeah.
Oh,
the
no.
brain! The brain! And then you can stretch it out and do the bat wing.
Oh.
I so veiny.
Oh.
Okay, then. You going to go sell our show to some places now?
Absolutely.
Tell you what, guys, they got a great bit. It's called Dumb Vocabulary.
Amanda, we
need something new every day.
We need church.
We need church. Don't do the brain dangle at church.
No.
No, I'm not even going to go there. I'm not even going to say anything.
The scream and yellow.